afternoon, affiliates. This is your PM News call for April 16th. Cut one in 3, 2, 1.
The Sky selected Reese with the 7th overall pick in the WNBA draft. Reese led LSU to a national championship in 2023 and was the SEC Player of the Year this past season. And she's ready for her next basketball challenge.
This league is really competitive, and I'm a competitive player.
The WNBA season begins next month, and Reese is looking forward to spending her summers in Chicago.
Ooh, summertime, Chi-Town. I mean, I just walked the steps because I said I need to get my summer body right and to be cute on and off the court.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Cut two in 3, 2, 1.
After Christopher Tate's previous accusations of child sexual assault were revealed, a recall effort to remove him is underway. Dillard University political science professor Robert Collins says they're not easy.
Recalls have succeeded, but generally speaking, it's been very small jurisdiction where the voting population was small, so the threshold was small.
And they're expensive and involve hiring a campaign manager and raising funds to mail voters' affidavits.
Giving them a business envelope, postage paid, so that all they have to do is sign it, you know, put it back in the envelope and just drop it in the mail.
In this case, they must obtain 35,000 signatures. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Cut three in 3, 2, 1.
Knowing like the conversations were so good and she felt like a mother to me, being able to be a Black woman and as a head coach and everything she's done at the NBA level, I just knew everything they were bringing to the table.
Cut four in 3, 2, 1.
I wanted more for myself. I wanted to start over. I feel like I had been in a high since the national championship, and I want to hit rock bottom. I want to be a rookie again. I want to be knocked down by vets, and I want to be able to get up and grow and be a sponge.
Cut five in 3, 2, 1.
The shopping is great, and just the lifestyle. I'm excited. I feel like I'm a Chi-Town girl.
Cut six in 3, 2, 1.
Thank goodness that criminals aren't that bright sometimes, and this suspect actually left his driver's license in the stolen car. That's how we initially were able to determine that it was Dylan Champagne.
Cut seven in 3, 2, 1.
Cooler heads prevailed, and they were very fortunate not to be harmed in this encounter. And I just thank the good Lord that it worked out for the best.
Cut eight in 3, 2, 1.
He admitted to being a methamphetamine user, and I don't know that he had an end game. He was rummaging through the school trying to find things to steal. At that point in time, it didn't make much sense, but using drugs, and one thing led to another.
Cut nine in 3, 2, 1.
You know, people understand the facts and the accusations of the case. I still think it's very difficult, but I think it has a better chance than most recall elections.
Cut 10 in 3, 2, 1.
And they're going to have to get highly organized, hire a campaign manager, and then raise money so that campaign manager can actually do his or her job.
Cut 11 in 3, 2, 1.
So doing direct mail and, you know, using that sort of technology, that costs money, and you need a professional who understands how to run the direct mail. So that's going to be the challenge.
Cut 12 in 3, 2, 1.
This is a reprioritization of the Constitution. We would simply be moving items from the Constitution and placing them in statute.
Cut 13 in 3, 2, 1.
That'll be a presidential election. There'll be a lot. There'll be probably the best turnout we'll have in any type of election cycle. If they don't like it, they don't like it. It doesn't change.
Cut 14 in 3, 2, 1.
My concern is still hearing bills at 4 o'clock on May 20th, but having to stop that work or having to add on top of that work to start with rules for this convention.
And that's your PM News call. Have a great day.